A new study from a state epidemiologist looks at babies who were exposed to opiates before birth. Unlike previous studies, it goes beyond the sharp rise in cases for a portion of the population to explore what happens next. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman found out more about what we know and what we don't.
When looking at the study, the first thing that jumps out are the numbers. From 2004 to 2015, there was a seven-fold increase in the rate of neonatal abstinence syndrome. That's when babies are in withdrawal from drugs after being born. In 2004, fewer than 3 out of every 1,000 live births were impacted. In 2015, it was just over 18. But these numbers do not reflect the entire state. Abigail Newby-Q is a maternal and child health epidemiologist with the state, and she completed the report. She says the study only looks at Medicaid-eligible births because that's the most complete long-term data set available, and you can't use it to draw conclusions about rates for the entire population. She says the study has other limitations, too, because NAS isn't always diagnosed the same way in each hospital.
The symptoms vary greatly based on just the type of drug that the mother was using, the amount of the drug that the mother was using. It's very possible that an infant might not display symptoms until they're already outside the hospital. In that case, the hospital could miss it entirely.
The study does mirror national trends. The number of kids born with opioids in their systems is on the rise. And then it goes a step further to see what happens to the babies once they leave the hospital.
It's not a problem that ends once a kid makes it out of the hospital. Both the child and the mother are going to need additional support down the line.
Newby-Q says that at the moment, there aren't many ways to find out what happens to these families, but one available data set is from the Office of Children's Services. Federal and state laws require medical providers to report children who are prenatally exposed to substances to Child Protection Services, though not all do. There were 541 cases diagnosed during the 12-year-long study period. It's unknown if the mothers were using the drug legally or not. Nearly two-thirds of the cases were reported to the Office of Children's Services, and about 140 kids were temporarily or permanently taken from their homes. OCS Operations Manager Travis Erickson says the agency does not automatically remove a child from a home where people are using substances.
When there's substances involved, we assess the impact of those substances on the parent's ability to caregive for the children. And so we're really looking beyond, is there substances being used, to things like how does that change the parent's behavior?
He says the assessments include talking to medical providers and law enforcement agencies and seeing what sort of safety nets the family has in place. He says there's a well-known rise in opioid use statewide. The governor recently declared it a public health disaster. But for OCS,
alcohol is still by far and away the most common underlying substance that causes child abuse and neglect.
Epidemiologist Newby-Q says the long-term impacts of prenatal exposure to opioids is still unknown and needs more research. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.